continuing on the theme, I purposely put Eric first. So Eric developed these, elongation calibration materials, and the question is, okay, we trust him. He's an honest guy. But how is this going to work in the real world? And so, again, with Cotton Incorporated's assistance and goading, we established an interlaboratory round trial on these calibration materials. Real quick, a little bit about classing versus testing, and Eric touched on this a little bit. Elongation is not part of classing at the moment. We'd like it to be for lots of different reasons. But the testing machines, there's basically two versions of HVI 1000 running around. There's the classing line and there's the mill line. And they have a few differences, but mostly it's in what it reports. And in classing, we also assign extraneous matter, which is done by the human classer, which, of course, HVI testing, my lab and Eric's lab and Vicky's lab, we don't do extraneous matter calls. That's not something we do. But the HVI is able to give elongation, and we all get it out of our instruments. But if you're not calibrating, then what can you do with that data? HVI can also give some other numbers that aren't included in classing. Eric touched on this a little bit. We've talked about this for a few years now. Why do we care? Strength and elongation together. The area under the curve is work to break. Like I said, I was running late because of a panel that ran over in the ginning session. And one of Cotton Incorporated's initiatives is what they call the fiber of the future, which is one of the characteristics is improved length uniformity. Well, how do we get to improved length uniformity? Well, let's stop breaking the fibers so much. And in the gin, we break a lot of fibers. And so if you improve the work to break, which is the energy to break those fibers, we can do that. This is not a novel concept. Before there was HVI, there was stellometer. Strength and elongation, it's right there in the name. But as Eric pointed out, it's uncalibrated in the HVI and it's not calibrated. And if you haven't used a stellometer before, the calibration material has an elongation value on there. And you can calibrate the instrument for it. So as Eric talked about, they calibrated, they developed these calibration cottons. And when you do this two-point calibration, it's the exact same idea as micronair and length and strength. You've got a high value, you've got a low value, you correct everything. Single point is single point. And that's a relatively new software development on Ooster's part, that the single point thing. Originally, they didn't even have that. Why they gave us one with 1 point instead of 2 points? Excellent question. And I've noticed Ooster's not here this year. I've asked Ooster this question. They said they'd get back to me, and that's been over a year. So anyway, if you're not familiar with what we call CSIC, which is a Committee for Standard Instrument Testing of Cotton, there is an international round trial every quarter, which has a little over 100 HVIs around the world participating in this test. It's coordinated by both AMS and the Bremen folks. Bremen Fiber Lab, and so we copied this model, basically. So we went to our warehouse in New Orleans, where we had a whole bunch of cottons that actually had been tested by stellometer at Clemson back in the day, and I tested a bunch of them on stellometer and on HVI, sent them to the FBRI, they tested them, and from that we selected six cottons, which per stellometer had a range of 4.9 to 8.1% elongation, which is a pretty good range. We then sent these out to five different labs that encompassed 10 HVI lines. And just by chance, five of those lines were classing lines, and five were HVI 1000 mill instruments. There were multiple tests per day, six tests per sample per day, and 5 days of testing, which is, like I said, it's the CSITC round test initiative. So I'm going to just kind of spoil the story here. Now, these are not calibration materials. These are just cottons that we picked because they had, average values that were pretty high, pretty low, and all over the place. And so I looked at the variance of all the HVI measurements across all the HVI lines, across all the tests. And you can see micronair had about 1.7% CV, strength 3.4, length 1.3, uniformity was very consistent. But the elongation, as reported by the instrument, had a 34% CV. At that point, you may as well just throw it on the dartboard. Because if I test it and give you a number and you send that same cotton to Eric and he tests it, you get a completely different number, send it to Vicky, and you get a completely different number. But when we calibrated it, using the standards, we got down to 5% CV across all samples, all lines, all tests. Not quite as good as all the other measurements, but a hell of a lot better than 34. So that's a little spoiler. If you look at, again, this is the means of all cottons over all days across the 10 HVI lines. The red line there is the raw as reported elongation data. The green or the blue is the calibrated results. And when I first did this, you know, Excel loves to auto-scale things. And the blue line looked almost as bad as the red line. Then I realized that's because the blue line's pretty flat, you know. But when it auto-scaled, it was all over the place. You can see, though, again, the raw, instrument by instrument. There were instruments that averaged 7%, 8.5% elongation. There were instruments that averaged across these cottons at 3.5% elongation. That's all over the place. But when we ran the elongation cottons, now you can compare results. Looking at a little bit more in depth, this is kind of a busy slide, but you have the six different cottons, A through F on the bottom, they're in groups, and then the 10 HVI lines. The A through F is random. It has nothing to do with what the value of elongation was, but I look at that, and that looks like a fairly random plot. A little shotgun target practice. Once we calibrate the data, you can see now the six cottons grouped fairly tightly together across all 10 HVI lines. Cotton D there, which is the highest elongation, was quite a bit more variable than the other cottons. E and F were a little bit more variable than A, B, and C. But again, you can see they do start to fall in line across all the instruments. And again, these are not cottons that were selected because they were very high uniformity. We really don't know how much does elongation vary. You know, whenever we do a calibration material, the calibration materials are picked because they're consistent and they're blended. Like Eric said, you know, he carded these and blended them to make them consistent. This is just raw bales straight from the gin in our warehouse. So we expected a little bit more variability on the test cottons than on the elongation cottons that Eric just reported on. Breaking it down a little bit more across the HVI lines by cotton, statistical differences, you know, you would hope that across all HVI lines, cotton A would be the same, cotton B would be the same, and cotton C would be the same. The interesting was both the uncalibrated, well, we kind of expected it, the uncalibrated and calibrated ranked the same, and it actually still found the same statistical differences. Each one was statistically different from the other. But you can see the values are just completely different. Again, cotton D there. The uncalibrated average was 7.8. The calibrated average was 9.5, and that's a pretty significant. And again, if you look at the CV, you can see it came down substantially, with, again, D and E being a lot more variable cottons than the others, which threw our whole CV off. Now, within an HVI line, so this is all six cottons averaged out. In an ideal world, all 10 HVI lines would report the same average of everything. And, the average for uncalibrated was 5.8, and the average calibrated was 7.0. But you can see there, HVI line 2 liked to measure really, really low. HVI 8 liked to run really, really low. And the other thing about these HVIs is every one of these HVIs is pretty much a participant in the CSIC round test. And three of these instruments were in the same lab. And they all do very well on the round test. They all gave completely different elongation values. Once calibrated, they came in. But 7, 8, and 9 were all in one lab together. And you can see, so, you know, if you're testing on line 8, you get half the value of what you got on line 9. So this goes to point why we need the calibration material, and that the calibration material really does make it so that we can breed for elongation, we can test for elongation. Like I said, so we know it works. Eric touched on this a bit with the software. So we did this, I guess, a year and a half ago. Now the paper's being, the draft's been written up. I'm getting it through my boss right now. In the middle of all this, Ooster says, hey, we have a new software version. It's got calibration for elongation, and we found out it's got 1 point calibration. And like I said, as Eric said, they don't provide cotton. They just go, "Heh, you can do this. Bye." And what cotton do you use? We've done some work on that. We're not showing that. And I will say, Ooster did not participate in this. They actually called me and said, "You cannot do this test. You're not allowed." And I laughed and said, "Good luck with that." And they said, "Well, can we participate?" Said, "Sure." So we sent them a set of samples. Sounds like you have experience with that. So I'm still optimistic that maybe one day they will surface on this. And what I'm really hoping is right now we're doing the calibration outside the instrument. So we all have database software. We can automate this. But it would be really nice if Ooster would put this in the software. There's really no reason not to. They have it for everything else. Give us the option. They got halfway there. As Eric said, he's got the calibration material. He'll share. He might sell it to you. So with that, any questions?